This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. Eugene Mayor Kitty Piercy will retire from her post at the end of the year. With 12 years in office, she's the city's second longest-serving mayor of Eugene. I sat down with Piercy and asked her to reflect on her tenure.
So I've loved being the mayor of Eugene. It's a great honor, and I appreciate the people's confidence in me and support of my administration. But I'm also actually really looking forward to the next phase of my life.
What are you most proud of accomplishing?
The first thing I'd like to say is no one mayor accomplishes everything by themselves. It's with the community. It's with the people you work with. It's people that are work for the city. It's our volunteers. It's all of us doing this work together. So I think I'm very proud that we got through the toughest recession we've probably ever had in this nation, and we came out of it not perfect, but pretty strong. I'm proud that we've worked hard on building a stronger economy and moving forward, like on technology and food and advanced manufacturing in a way that we believe we're on the road to ensuring that our families and our community have good jobs that pay decent wages that can support their families. That work has been needed to happen for a long time, and I think we're well on our way. And at the same time, I'm proud that we've really tried to protect our natural environment and worked on the climate issues. And I'm proud that we've tried to keep our eyes on social equity and really look to try to help people who are struggling find paths forward in their lives. And we've done innovative things like the rest stops and Opportunity Village and hundreds of affordable housing units. So all of those things are, as you know, you hear me say this all the time, are kind of the triple bottom line of sustainability, where we know that everybody in our community cares about the beauty of this place we live, that we treat each other well, and that people can raise their families.
What do you feel is still left undone?
You know, cities are iterative. So if I ever thought when I came into office that, oh, here's my list and we'll be done, well, we've gotten some things done, but there's always the next thing in front of us. And some things are just keep evolving over time. It would make my heart really happy to say we had solved homelessness for the world. No, we've made some significant progress. There still has a lot more that needs to be done. I'd like to say we solved economic problems of Oregon and Eugene. No, but we made substantial headway. Have we solved all the infrastructure issues? No, but we rebuilt hundreds of miles of roads here in Eugene. And we've also really done a good job of heading the downtown after, 40 years of empty storefronts into being a vibrant community downtown that we can all share.
Well, you did spearhead much of the downtown revitalization, mm-hmm. yet there are still a lot of issues around housing, safety, and homelessness
right.
Downtown. What can be done to make things better for people who work and live downtown?
I sort of learned that when you have these very tough issues, for instance, the empty storefronts for 4 years, you can't take your foot off the pedal, that you have to keep working at it. And you will see progress if you keep working at it. And I think that is true of we've done a lot of good work downtown, but all the things you mentioned are things that we still need to keep our foot pressed to the metal about, because downtown really must be a place that feels good to everyone and everyone feels safe in. And I sort of rebel a little bit at the referring to any problem person downtown as a homeless person. I think we have an assortment of different kinds of people, and homeless people are not all the same either. We do have some people who have mental health issues. I think the state is coming back to put some investment in mental health. I hope that will help that. We've been working on the shelter and affordable housing issue. I'm hoping that'll move a lot of those folks who are still struggling with housing issues forward. All those are in motion, and I have every confidence that the next mayor will pick those up and keep them going.
So what's next for you?
The way it goes for me is I'm not saying yes to anything for 6 months. Give myself a little breathing space, and then we're going to take a trip to Cuba, which I think will be very interesting too. And then, you know, as my experience is, life comes out and gets me every time, and so we'll see where it leads me. But this has been I'm can't express enough my gratitude to the community for being in this position to try to move us forward in the most difficult times, and my absolute belief that this community is capable of taking on any issue they need to and really making steps forward.
Eugene Mayor Kitty Piercy invites the community to a farewell gathering at the Holt Center on Thursday evening at 5:30. Piercy's successor, Lucy Vinnis, takes office at the first of the new year. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.